Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Stump the Millennial. We're back, Marks and Reese. Today we're playing for a $25 gift card to Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Fingers, Wings, and Other Things has all of your favorites available for both delivery and curbside pickup. Get the full menu and place your order at FWOT.com. FWOT.com. Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. And we love FWOT when they bring all the good food in here, like Reese. I love it.
I just know wings have become a big topic of discussion lately.
Good timing.
Yeah, but I mean, are we overrating how good wings are?
No, wings are the best.
I love wings.
I mean, wings last night for dinner.
What they were doing a whole this morning is wings an appetizer or a meal.
Right. And I chimed in with that. If you include fries and coleslaw, it's a meal. If you're just going and getting 10 wings, that's not enough for dinner.
What about 20 wings?
How many wings could you eat?
That would be my question, is how many wings are there?
I don't want to eat 20 wings. Right. I could eat more than 10. I don't want to eat 20.
I'm probably a 12-wing guy.
Yeah, me too.
But I can order 20. That means I don't have to eat them all in one sitting.
Right?
I'll eat
leftover
10,
wings
12.
Are good.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, wings are good. Hot, cold, it don't matter. As long as the sauce is
good, they are good cold. It's like cold chicken. What's not good about that? Yeah, wings are good. So that's what we're playing for today. It's Stump the Millennial. Jack Fritz is the Millennial.
He's anxious in there.
Huh?
He's anxious in there.
I know he is. I got a tough one for him today. General Chuckles is on the line. General Chuckles, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? How's everybody been?
Now, Elliot Shore Parks is going to be your partner today. And I'm just kidding, Chuckles. I know you're at odds with Elliot.
It happens.
All right. So, Chuckles, you know how
everybody
the game's played.
Everybody's an enemy, right?
Yes. You know how the game is played, Chuckles?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to ask Jack a question. He's going to think about it. You'll guess whether he gets it correct or if we stump the millennial. If you're right, you win, all right?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Chuckles, hang on a second. Jack Fritz, this day in 1991, an all-time song was released. Name of the song is Enter Sandman. Who is the group Enter Sandman? What is the name of the group? You think about it. General Chuckles, will Jack Fritz get this correct, or will we stump the millennial?
He better get this one right.
I agree. It's an easy one, right?
Yeah.
It's an easy one. All right, Chuckles. Jack Fritz, 1991, Enter Sandman.
Come on, Mariano Rivera's walk-in song? I mean, yeah, it's an all-timer.
Okay.
All-time sports song. It's Metallica.
Is it Metallica? Of course it's Metallica!
Ho!
My thing does work in here. Chuckles, congratulations, man.
Hang on a second, brother.
All right, you win. It was a good reason to play the song. Like, this is a song. This is like, you know how you have some songs that are like sports?
Mm-hmm.
This is also like a wrestling song. I feel the ECW when I hear this song right here. Was this Jack Fritz's song that he would come out pitching to?
I came out to My Kind of Party by Jason Aldean.
Hold on. You really had a song you came out to?
I didn't come out to Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
All right. There you go. You really had a song you came out to?
Yeah. In high school, it was My Kind of Party by Jason Aldean. My freshman year was...
What's your obsession with country music, man?
Oh, it's the best.
No, it's not. It's easy.
No, country's the best.
It's easy. Anybody can do a country song. Like the group Stained...
Aaron Lewis?
Yeah. Now he's doing country. Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius
Don't pick on Darius Rucker.
I'm not picking on him. My point is it's easy to do a country song.
Listen, it puts me in a good mood. It's baseball. It's all we listen to playing high school baseball. So that's why.
Why is it easy to do a country song?
Because, I mean, it's not like it's very complicated subjects. Like it's beer, blue jeans, a girl.
Yeah, that sounds great.
My dog died.
Yeah, the dog. You know, your car's not starting up. It's stuck
my
in the pick mood.
Up, my pickup. My F-150.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Oh, this is too much.
I don't. I mean, the people can listen to country music. Just admit that it's very simple and anybody can do it. You know what I mean? Like,
didn't they change country music now? It's a little more.
It's a little too poppy for me. You know, it's.
It's
kind of away from the twang. You know, I need to hear a good twang when I like. I don't like my country.
Are you a bluegrass guy?
Listen,
who's your go-to country artist?
Right now, it's Chris Stapleton. I think he's unbelievable.
Never even heard of him.
Chris Stapleton. You would love Chris Stapleton. He's a nice little hybrid. You know, he's real country. And he's also
a hybrid. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. I don't even know what that means, but
it means he probably has a little pop to him, but he's also not a total sellout like some of these other people.
Like Taylor Swift's turned into a total sellout.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift's not a country artist.
She was a country artist.
No, I know, but she's not. She's smart.
Her new album's great, by the way. Been listening to it a lot.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious, yeah. Jill's been playing it, so.
Well, it broke records, I know, in streaming and things like that. Have you heard the new Taylor Swift there, Mike?
I haven't heard old Taylor Swift, new Taylor Swift.
You know, Howard has listened to it a couple times, yeah. Right?
Oh, how many times did he tell us he went to the concert? He met her.
Yeah.
Oh.
She saw my Super Bowl ring.
No, Howard wouldn't name drop like that. What are you talking about?
I would take Jack Fritz over Vinny.
Oh, how about that? That's a name drop.
Yeah, I saw he tweeted it out last night. That was really him ripping Vince Velasquez, and that was a way to do it. And to the
you mean Jack doesn't realize he took a shot at Jack too?
No, he doesn't. No, Jack was just happy to hear his name on the air.
This is all I heard.
I would take Jack Fritz over Vinny.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have let's try to run some calls here. Mike in South Philly. Mike, go ahead. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Two things. Well, first off, Ike, I'm going golfing next weekend with my boys from college. You know, we're going to be on the course drinking that ice juice all day long. So
they must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice. There you go.
I can't wait. So I'm a diehard Sixers fan, but I'm kind of like in between with the two of you. You know, I feel like I do like Brett Brown. I'm at that point where I feel like we've reached his ceiling. And I heard you guys talking a lot about who was going to replace him. And I'm going to give you two reasons why I have the person. It's Wednesday, July 29th, and I'm going to be right at some point down the road about this.
Okay.
Number one, because the times are changing, and this is going to be a very, very good financial decision for the owners of the Sixers, and we know that they love their money. And number two, because I think that this person is actually going to be a really good NBA coach, and I kept on hearing you guys saying that he is going to be a great coach. And I actually think you said the wrong word. It's going to be a she. I think Becky Hammon is going to be the new coach of the Sixers. And she comes from that Popovich pipeline. I'm reading quotes right now on her from guys who have played in the league who have said nothing but great things about her. And I'm going with my gut. I think Becky's going to be the next coach of the Sixers if we get to that point where they have to replace Brett Brown.
That would be awesome, in my opinion. Mike, thank you. That's thought-provoking.
And I think she's the head coach down in the bubble. Like, Greg Popovich is coaching from the bench with his mask on.
He can't be.
So he's staying away, but he's letting Becky Hammon. I mean, I'm sure he's in on meetings and all that type of stuff, but the in-game stuff, he's allowing her to do it. Love Greg Popovich for that, because if no one is going to give a woman the opportunity to stand out front in meaningful games, they're never going to become head coaches in the NBA. It's not going to happen. So it takes a guy with pedigree, with championships on his resume, who's arguably second best coach all time, wherever you want to put him at. You got Red Auerbach, you got Bill Jackson, he's there. He's never had that level of talent that those two coaches had. But my point is, a guy like him standing up and doing that will make it more acceptable to people. Right, and I don't mean people on the outside. I mean people on the inside of the NBA family, players. So they see the players responding to her as if she's just coach. just the coach. So I think it's a good thing, man. I really do. Bruce Arians was another guy. I think he was the first guy in the NFL to bring a female on staff.
Mm. Yeah, he was.
Bruce
Arizona,
Arians
yes.
was, so, you know.
Yeah, he was. 215-592-9494. Let's get one more in here before we hit the break. Let's go to Brian in Phoenix, listening on the radio.com app. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Great, guys. Good to talk to you. And Mike was wrong about who's going to be the next head coach of the 76ers, because it's going to be a guy who's on nobody's radar except for maybe Elton Brand. And it's because he's a three-time NBA champion. He was an all-star point guard in the league. And he's been making his coaching bones under Doc Rivers. And that's Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell, if you remember as a player, had that grit and determination, which the Sixers lack. Plus, he sees the floor like an NBA point guard. So in-game and end-of-game adjustments come second nature, which I think Brett Brown struggles the most with.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he was a very good player, and I think he's going to be a great coach in this league. That's the guy that I want to get in on the ground floor with.
Sam Cassell, that's right. I mean, it's a name you don't necessarily hear get thrown around when we're talking about who could be the next coach. We seem to go to the old faithfuls, right? The Mark Jacksons and Jason Kidd, Jay Wright. We bring up the same names, right? Sam Cassell is a guy that's out there looking for an opportunity. He's gonna get his first opportunity somewhere. Again, I don't want a guy who's gonna get his first chance, but if the criteria I'm looking for isn't available, they're going to have to go somewhere. Like, I don't know if there's a former champion as a coach out there available.
I mean,
right?
Doesn't seem like it. And now you're hiring an unknown or a retread, right? I mean, that's essentially what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like, you know, Dallas gets lucky with Rick Carlisle, who becomes available. But, like, maybe there's a coach out there that was good that's just kind of in between jobs. I just, off the top of my head, I can't think of one.
Like, Tibbs just signed a 5-year deal with the
– Yeah, you can have
Tibbs.
Yeah,
it's a retread. Yeah.
You can have Tibbs.
Yeah, good luck with that, New York.
Yeah.
I'm sure they nailed that decision.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, Tibbs made – I mean, hasn't he already showed in his stops what he is? He grinds down on guys. You don't want a guy that's going to come in here and get immediate results, and then guys are going to stop listening to him after a year because they hate him. It's Doug Collins all over again.
Yeah, you're right. Good job, Knicks.
Yeah, they just keep doing the – Leon Rose
yeah,
in charge
good
this
job.
Time.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. We'll finish up on the phones. Coming up next, also the Marks and Reese text line. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, the NBA is finally back, and FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is celebrating by giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet the Clippers versus Lakers game this Thursday. Now, for every 2,500 fans who bet on the Lakers to cover, FanDuel Sportsbook will move the line 1 point in the Lakers' favor. Now, as long as enough fans keep betting, the line will keep on moving. And best of all, they'll pay you out at whatever the line lands at by tip-off, so you don't have to wait to get in on the action. Here's a couple of examples if you don't quite understand how this works. Now, Christmas night, Bucks versus Sixers. Sixers opened up as an 8.5-point favorite. Well, by the time tip-off got there, they were a plus 59.5-point favorite. That sounds like guaranteed money to me. Or how about this? Indiana versus Michigan State. Indiana opened up as a 2.5-point favorite. They were getting 2.5 points. I said that wrong, Jack. It was plus 2.5. And that thing ended up being plus 118.5. So, again, that sounds like a guaranteed lock for you. Now, if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, just look for the Spread the Love market to place your bet. And if you've been holding out, then here's your chance to start betting on FanDuel with incredible odds. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit sportsbook.fanduel.com today.
All right, so I just tried the soundboard in my new studio that I'm in, and it's not working. So maybe we can get that to work at some point.
If you put some cuts in deck two over there.
Why can't I just hit it off the board?
I don't know everything about that studio.
I mean, does Rhea use the studio in the morning?
Yeah.
How does nothing work in it?
Well, she puts it in the decks. And then you got to fire it from wide orbit deck two.
What? And here's what's going to happen. We got to get this thing away. Like, we have all this equipment, it doesn't work. I can't talk to you. Like, how the hell can I not talk to you?
Hey, we're communicating.
But I can't, like, I can't turn off my microphone and talk into your headphones and you can't talk to me.
Yeah, I know.
And but like, what goes on in the studio that doesn't happen? Now John Ritchie's in it. Can we get the equipment to work? All right, so you can talk in my ear. I mean, this isn't that complicated, Jack. I wish I could hit the Jack thing, right? Jack!
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here like, what the hell happened around here now? But the studio in there, you're irritated with.
Well, I can't. If Jack wants to say something to me, he actually has to come into the room.
Right.
He can't say, like, he can't talk into my headphones.
Put your mask on first when you go in there.
I can't talk to him either, right?
Yes.
Like, I want to hit the soundboard. The soundboard's finally in front of me. I can't even use it, right? And then Jack's saying,
what do you want to hit right now?
Jack. I was trying to hit Jack.
Jack!
Yes.
We'll communicate that way.
All right, so I should just tell you on the air, like, hey.
Yeah, please hit Donovan.
Donovan here.
All right. Yeah, like, I'm looking at it. It's great. There's a lot of Donovan drops here, right? Anyway.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Yeah, that's a great one. But
I would take Jack Fritz over Vinny.
Is that you? You're playing that, or
no,
Jack is playing it?
No, okay. I can't play it in here.
Just flexing my power back here.
Nothing works. Anyway, well, maybe I can figure it out. Anyway, so Howard, we were just talking about Howard and Taylor Swift, so he, of course, is listening, and he sends us a text with some vulgar words in it. And it's a picture of him and Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift's wearing his Super Bowl ring.
Of course. There you go.
I like Taylor. I mean, I don't know. I like Taylor Swift. I don't know. I don't listen to her. I don't have any songs.
Hadn't checked my phone. I got that same text I see.
Yes, it was both of us. All right. I promise phone calls to finish it up. We'll do that. But first, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line, brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Marks and Reese text line. Text line.
John, can you please stop saying you love me? It's not helping my rep around the city. Brett in Orlando.
But I do. Right? I honestly, like, Brett Brown's a very good man. I believe that he has done a lot for this organization, taking through the process or whatever. But, like, listen, we've gotten to the point where they got to start making progress and they got to start winning. I'm not expecting a championship this year, but you got to get to a certain point, and they got to do it this year. I want them out. What's next?
I was cleaning up with my bulldozer after tornadoes came through, you jerks. Roy Oswalt in Mississippi.
Oh, is that what it was?
That is what it was. It makes sense now. Yeah, that's what it was.
And when he hurt his back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a back injury.
Yes.
And he took off.
But I think he had to go home because of the tornado stuff.
Yes.
Yes, that's why he had to go home.
But he didn't initially miss a start. He just left the team.
Right, for an undisclosed reason.
Right.
Right, and then he went down there and he came back with a bad back.
Yes.
Sweet.
The worst trade in Philadelphia sports history involved a certain Bronco. Thought I was giving away half of a draft for a great quarterback. Turns out I got a good one. Joe and New Hope.
Oh.
You know what? I shouldn't be surprised that Joe from New Hope got that text in, because he was probably sitting around all day waiting for some other Wentz hater to call up and say that.
Yes, he was. I agree with you 100%.
Right?
Absolutely.
He had to be waiting on somebody to call up and say, I thought we were getting a franchise all-timer and quarterback in Carson Wentz. That was a bad trade.
Terrible trade, yeah.
Yeah.
You gave up all that draft capital and they used them?
Just to get a injury-prone quarterback?
You know, I was arguing with some Cowboys fans today, because I saw, like, I follow the morning show host down in Dallas, Jack, Shan Sharif. Yeah. Right?
Our guy.
Yeah, and there were some comments that he was retweeting from some of his listeners that were saying, like, oh, Eagles fans are all butthurt because Dak was on the top 100 and Carson Wentz wasn't.
Right.
So I started going back and forth with a couple of them, being like, really? You would take Dak Prescott over Carson Wentz? You know, and they're going with the
going
company line down
it.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Whatever, dude.
That's good.
That's a good Philly guy.
That's good Philly guy move by you.
I wasn't going to take that crap from them. Come on, man. Yeah, like Eagles fans are mad because a
right.
better quarterback isn't on the list? Yeah, we are.
Right.
All right, yeah, we don't like it. What's next?
Ike. I guess you did more than steal money in Atlanta. Howard and Delco.
Now, what is that referring to, Howard?
Listen, I don't know. Maybe he's wings
in
a certain
place. I don't know anything about wings, man.
Well, listen, Hugh seemed to know a hell of a lot about wings down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That was a fun spot. Hugh joined us.
Well, he's a single man now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, he's allowed to go do whatever he wants to. Yeah, you're allowed to go get some, you know, an appetizer or a meal at a restaurant.
I'm not.
No, you are not. No, and neither am I. And Jack, neither are you. You're not allowed. All right, what's next?
New guilty pleasure? Reading the one-star Google reviews for Magic City. Sounds like we need Hugh and Lou on a Food Network reality show pronto. Scott and Delco.
Pretty good, Scott.
I was actually on Yelp looking at it. I didn't see as many bad reviews as he was looking for.
Oh, yeah? Oh, so he really did go to the reviews.
I don't know if he did, because I went to see. Because, like, remember when Robert Kraft got busted going in that massage parlor?
Mm-hmm.
The immediate thing that I did was I went and I looked at the Yelp reviews of it to see if it was legitimate and went to the website. And it was. Yeah, it got a lot of bad reviews.
You did a lot of investigating.
I'm an investigator, Ike. Yes, I am.
Stop dragging my name through the mud. Mickey Mouse quarantining in Orlando.
Text line.
Oh, man. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
So the big news items of the day, mm-hmm. and we'll finish on the phones here, is that Lane Johnson has tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, that's the biggest news item of the day.
Jordan Mailata and Nate Gary are also put on that list because mm-hmm. they either tested positive or they came into close contact with somebody that did. Maybe that was Lane Johnson.
Jack's twin brother, Nate Gary.
Starting middle linebacker.
Yep.
So that's that. And
Joe Kelly suspended 8 games.
Joe Kelly suspended for 8 games for inciting a brawl last night. And finally, the Phillies will not restart until Saturday. They'll have a doubleheader. The doubleheader games may be 7 innings.
Awesome.
And they play the Yankees the following week.
Yeah, and the schedule's been totally changed to where they're not playing the Marlins. The Marlins might not play for a couple weeks here, which is perfectly fine with
right,
everybody else.
Good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, finish up T in Collinsville. What's up, T-Bone?
T!
What's going on, old heads, man? Somebody check his blood pressure, make sure his sugar's all right, man. He's been kind of short-fused since the start of his show, man. You need Snickers?
I'm a softie. Right,
who, me? My blood sugar right now is 140. It's actually very good for where it is.
I'm hoping so, man, because, you know, I don't know if you got to get the East Coast Las Vegas Candyland visit and get some chicken wings, because the three of you floozies been selling yourself for chicken wings, soggy chicken wings, man. What's going on here, man? Y'all that cheap, man? I thought y'all was expensive kind, man. Y'all just selling yourself for anything, huh?
Yeah, we're cheap, though, T. Come on, man.
Some soggy wings, $12 a bite? Come on, man. Anyways, look, the Marlins need to get some punishment, that's for sure. And Brett Brown, man, it's just like the Eagles situation. You got to get rid of Brett Brown if you want to get through this thing like you did Chip Kelly and Gabe. You know, it's a shame. It just... to think that you're going to waste his talent if you hold on to Brett Brown. And I ain't going to lie, maybe she won't be the 76ers head coach, but I'll second to Becky. See, I was thinking the same thing when y'all asked that. And then for a trade, I'm going to say one that hasn't been brought up, or two real quick, is Dorial Green-Beckham. That was an underrated rookie veteran.
Yes.
And then another one on the way out would be the Tapp, the Daryl Tapp Clemens one with the Seahawks, one of his first trades, Howie's.
Chris Clemens.
Man, you got a good memory.
Chris Clemens is very good in a.
Well, he wound up winning the Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, with Seattle, yeah, that's who he wound up winning it with. Mm-hmm. Seattle, yes.
And Joe Giglio, man, yo, I'm still here, boy. You still suck, Joe Giglio. I love you, but you suck.
Oh man, T.
Yeah.
It's not very nice. Benjamin in Downingtown. Benjamin, make it very quick. What's up?
Hey, what if Carson catches that COVID week one and then the young boy that we just drafted comes in, tears it up for like 3 weeks straight? How bad of a controversy are we looking at?
In the media, a controversy. In the Eagles, not. I mean, they're going to give him the.
No, I tell you what the controversy would be is when Jalen Hurts is not the quarterback and it's Nate Sudfeld.
Yeah, for a week.
3 weeks.
Well,
Sudfeld knows the offense better than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but if he can't play, then Jalen Hurts is going to figure out that offense really fast. I mean, I believe
you. No, that's wishful thinking.
Well,
that's wishful thinking.
It would be wishful thinking.
Yes.
It would be.
That's wishful thinking.
Gina in Allentown. Gina in Delaware. Gina, very fast. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to talk about the trades, but I just want to say I love you, Ike.
Oh, thank you, Gina.
Well, you can talk about
love
the trades.
You too.
You can
I love you too, Mark. Don't get me wrong, but I agree with Ike about probably 99% of the time.
Okay. Well, listen, you're
damn it, this is a great audience.
You can
today,
be
man.
Right one time out of 100, and you can be wrong the other 99, Gina. Thank you, honey. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Gino.
Matt in Allentown, you even have even less time. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? So I was thinking the Eagles should sign Colin Kaepernick just for these reasons of COVID-19. Because, one, I definitely would have him back up besides Nate Sudfeld. I would drop Nate Sudfeld, sign Kaepernick for the same million. And I want to bring this up. Before sports all started, there was a question, do these championships mean more? I think the obvious reason for everybody now is clear. It is yes. These championships in every sport will be mean more than ever before.
No.
No, they won't.
No.
Because of what they're going through.
Yeah, but this no, baseball season is a complete sham. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no, they won't. Football, you might get a chance to make that argument, but the other sports,
total
no.
sham.
Yeah, no.
Yep, agreed. Coming up next, Giglio, as T just talked about, and we're back tomorrow. Ike, with no sports to talk about.
No sports here to talk about. Hopefully no positive test either.
Flyers, though. Right? Go
Fly
Flyers?
Guys?
No. Right? They playing tonight, Jack? Yeah, why would he know?
They played yesterday.
Yeah, the Flyers are coming back.
I think they won.
Marks and Reese on WIP. We're out. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.